Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the Elanor Investors Group Investors Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. At which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, 24th of February, 2016. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Mr. Glenn Willis. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. And firstly, welcome everybody to this conference call for our first half results for 2016. I have with me here our executive team. I have Simon Simmons, our Chief Financial Officer, Paul Sevier, our Chief Operating Officer, and Marianne Ossovani, our Chief Investment Officer. And as was stated, we'll have a Q&A opportunity at the end of this call. Before we go into the results, I just take this opportunity to briefly reiterate the core strategy of our group. Elanor Investors Group, as you know, is a listed investment business. The core strategy of the business is to grow investments under management, and Elanor Investors Group and the balance sheet thereof has the ability and has the strategy to co-invest with external investors in our funds, and we also have the ability to hold investments on balance sheet for future externalisation, if you like, into funds, and we'll go through both the funds assets and the balance sheet assets shortly. Briefly, in regard to the financial results, we're pleased with the financial results for the first half, with core earnings being up nearly 23% on the same period last year. And pleasingly, the distributions being up over 40% on the same period last year. Today we also announced a new funds management initiative. Going back to the IPO, we mentioned a key strategic plank to the business would be to establish a hotel fund. And this fund has been in progress, in being worked up over the last 6 to 12 months, and we're pleased to announce that fund today. It also is the first time that we've used balance sheet assets to seed a new fund, and the Pepper's Crater Mount Lodge asset and the Mansion Wollongong asset are two of the initial six assets of that fund, so it's pleased to see that that strategic initiative come to fruition. Broadly speaking, in terms of, as I said, the overarching ambition of the business and goal of the business to grow external funds under management, investments under management, over the period we established the Elanor Retail Property Fund, which was seeded by the Manning Moore Syndicate, which we've had as in our funds management stable for some time, and that was coupled with a new acquisition, the Glenorchy Plaza Shopping Centre asset based in Hobart, as the two seed assets for that fund. We're positive about the prospects of growing that fund in the short to medium term. Also, another new fund established over the period was the Limestone Street Syndicate, a commercial asset based in Ipswich, which we're very positive about. And those were the two funds that we created over the period. So I guess in essence, new funds of $100 million were created over the period. But net new funds, after taking into consideration the divestment of the Griffin Plaza Shopping Centre asset, and also the Manning Mall asset from the syndicate to the Elanor Retail Property Fund, meant that we have had net $44 million in new funds over the half. with the announcement of the Elanor Hospitality and Accommodation Fund, which whilst not in the first half announced today, again I'm pleased that, that's added a further $95 million of investments under management for the group. So just in summary, a pleasing result, a pleasing financial result, a pleasing result, particularly with the combination of the hospitality fund announced today for the first half and the period shortly thereafter. In the presentation document, I think it's probably worthwhile just going to page 8 now, and I'd like to provide a brief overview of the group's investments and funds management. As I mentioned before, the primary objective of the group is to grow funds management or external investments under management, and that with the hospitality fund has been good growth over the period, so we're pleased with that. In terms of the assets, external assets under management, investments under management, we're pleased with the performance of all funds, particularly in regard to the the opportunities that prevail in all funds to drive operational improvement and capital value improvement. There is one fund that's performing slightly below budget, being the Bell City fund, but we're very pleased with the new management in place there to drive operational performance in that fund. In regard to investments on balance sheet, as you'll see, that's obviously still has the Pepples Cradle Mountain Lodge asset and the Mantra Wollongong asset on balance sheet. Those are, as I mentioned, the two assets that that form part of the Elanor Hospitality and Accommodation Fund. Obviously, they're on balance sheet as at the end of December. And both those assets continue to perform very well. The Wildlife Park continues to perform very well. All assets continue to perform well, with the exception of Albany Hotel, which is essentially on budget. So we're pleased with the performance of the investments on balance sheet. As I mentioned before, our balance sheet has also investment or co-investments in all our funds, and obviously the co-investments in the Elanor Retail Property Fund and the Limestone Street Syndicate were added over that period. In terms of a key investment we have on our balance sheet, which is the Marylands property that in the Parramatta Municipality, that is the property that houses the John Coutts showroom, Parramatta showroom. We're pleased that we received unanimous council approval for the rezoning of that land in December, and we're in the process of determining the appropriate value realisation strategy for that asset at present. So I guess in summary, in terms of the group assets, going back to the, I'm just turning now to page 5, group assets total $514 million, which consists of the funds under management of $390 million, and obviously adding to that today is the approximately $95 million of new external funds by way of the Elanor Hospitality and Accommodation Fund, and obviously that will be the two assets do come off balance sheet, being the Cradle Mountain Lodge asset and the Wollongong asset. So I'll obviously take calls on the individual, take questions on the individual assets shortly. So we just go to page 20 briefly to discuss the our outlook. So very pleasingly during the period, the financial performance of the key area of our business, which is the funds management business. We remain positive in regard to growing our external funds under management. We're positive in regard to our pipeline, and we're also positive in regard to the financial prospects for our assets on balance sheet. And I guess in summary, as we mentioned there, based on current operating performance of our assets and our pipeline of new funds management opportunities, we anticipate continued growth in our core earnings over financial year 2016. That's a brief summary of the period. Again, we're very pleased with the financial result. We're very pleased with our pipeline. Obviously, as I say to any occasion like this that I have the opportunity to say, having a pipeline and a strong pipeline is obviously positive. It's the execution on that pipeline that's a critical part of the equation. But nonetheless, we're positive in regard to our pipeline for this half and the short term more generally. So perhaps at this juncture, I might also like to thank my colleagues on this call and take this opportunity to publicly thank the broader Elanor Investors Group team. We've got a fantastic team of people, and the results that we're pleased to announce today are a direct reflection of the capability and the dedication of the team that we have in the group. So we might, at this juncture, open up to questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Mr. Edward Day. Please ask your question.
Morning, Glenn and team. Just a question on the new hotel fund. Can you elaborate a bit more around timing and establishment of the fund and when you expect the assets to transfer off balance sheet?
The fund has been established and the completion date is the 15th of March.
So the acquisition fees will fall this half?
Correct.
Right. And was there any additional valuation uplift on the two assets, the two seed assets?
Yes, we expect to be a. It's a, for the purposes of conservatism. There, in terms of they're on balance sheet, obviously at $37 million and $8.5 million.
Yeah.
Final valuations are being completed as we speak, and we expect to be a modest uplift on that.
Right, okay. And the investors in that fund, are they just from your existing sort of high net worth network?
Well, as you know, Ed, our investor, we think about our investors in several groups. We have, I guess, our traditional family office, for want of a better description, ultra high net worth capital partners that have been partners of the group for a good period of time. We obviously have a growing number of high net worth, all wholesale investors, of course. We only have wholesale investors, and we have a growing number of institutional, particularly offshore capital partners. For this fund, given the size of it, the partners are our existing family office capital partners and existing and new high net worth investors. Just at this juncture, the areas that we're very positive on is the obviously the growth in the ability to originate new investments, and as I mentioned, we're positive in regards to the pipeline. We're also very positive in regard to growing our capital partner base, particularly from offshore partners who increasingly are seeking us out to partner with in regard to new investment opportunities. So we expect to in terms of the growth of the investments under management to have capital partners coming from offshore more so going forward.
Great. Okay. And with the capital coming back onto the balance sheet, will you look to buy more assets on balance sheet, or are you pretty focused on continuing down the funds management path?
No, very much. As I said at the start, the overarching ambition of the group is to grow our external investments under management and the funds management fee streams that come from that. From a balance sheet perspective, the two key areas where we utilise our balance sheet, firstly, is to co-invest alongside our external capital partners, but also to hold assets for seasoning purposes or purposes for in the event that there was the assets was premature to have them in an external fund.
Right, and so with some of the hotels left on balance sheet, are they a chance of going into this hotel fund sort of once they're performing to your expectations?
Yep.
or better than?
Yeah. Yep. At the right time, they could well be appropriate for the hotel fund.
Yep. And just on that, the Canberra asset has been a little bit more challenging than you might have originally expected. Could you just give an idea of how that's performing?
Yeah, that as you recall, when we acquired that back in July,
2014,
that was we bought that asset on a for turnaround purposes. We're very positive about the asset. For those that don't know that asset, it's an asset that has a very strong market position in providing accommodation, particularly for affordable accommodation, particularly for the student market, the student tour market, and sporting group markets that visit Canberra. We bought it when the prior owner had endeavoured to turn it around to a commercial accommodation asset. We immediately sought to turn it around to what it's to its key strategic position in the marketplace. That took probably 6 months longer than we anticipated to effect that turnaround and re-establish its position as a market leader in that student accommodation space, visitor space in Canberra. And I'm pleased to say that's now on budget, and in fact it's exceeding budget.
Great. And just finally, you've obviously done a lot of work with Maryland's getting the rezoning done. I know you probably won't give anything away in terms of valuation, but can you perhaps just give an insight into the process you're working through now?
Yeah, I've probably be a bit vaguer than you want me to be, but because it's pretty sensitive in terms of where it's at. But we're very pleased that we've achieved the unanimous council approval for the rezoning and the 2.25 FSR for that land. It's a major, in fact it is the major site in that southern entrance to Parramatta, so we remain positive about the value that we will achieve as against the book value that we have for that asset. As I mentioned earlier, in December we've got the council approval. It's still going through the process with the gateway process. Expect that to culminate in March, and we're well and truly advanced in terms of working out the value realisation strategy for that asset.
Fantastic. That's all from me.
Thanks, Ed.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced.
Okay, I think that's about it. Thank you, everybody, for joining in on this call. Appreciate your support and your interest in our business. Once again, we're pleased with the results we've achieved for the first half of this financial year, and we remain positive for the second half as well. Thank you, and all the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.